Mix 97.3, Katy Perry on the Ben and Patty Show. It is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock in the studio with us from SDN Communications. So many great folks. We have Vernon Brown. We have Aaron in the studio. Andrea. We have Vonnie in the studio. And thank you guys for coming in this
We're
morning.
We're excited to be here.
See, when I clap, this is when everybody,
I didn't see the applause sign. Yeah.
I just one man clapping in the wind.
I just thought you looked a little bit like a monkey.
I was at the zoo.
Let me
get this out there right now. Again, this is a very important hashtag, #SDN25, and when you put that on your Twitter post this morning, you could win this.
You can win Bluetooth headphones, Bluetooth speaker, iTunes gift cards, and it's all in celebration of SDN's 25th anniversary. But we're talking today about what we're doing in the community, because we're proud of it.
And let me just back up and say what's happening here is the great folks at SDN Communications, among the many things that they support the Great Plains Zoo. And we had the honor of emceeing again this year the Jungle Jubilee, and they were so gracious, they had some leftover money lying around, so they bought our show, and we have the delight of spending some time and finding out some great things this morning.
And one of those great things, I mean, for both of us, this was brand new to us, is a program that you support at SDN Communications called Starbase.
Yes, it's a great program. We have Vonnie Revel here, who's the executive director of the program. Again, like with the zoo, it's a STEM-based program, science, technology, engineering, and math. And SDN wants to encourage young people to get involved in technologies because we're a technical company. So Vonnie's here to tell us about it.
All right.
Yeah, tell everybody what Starbase is, Vonnie. You want to get real close to that microphone.
Starbase is a Department of Defense-funded program for fifth graders. Generally speaking, the fifth grader will come out and spend 25 hours with us, one day a week, 9 to 2, for 5 weeks. We target Title I schools. The whole class comes out, and we teach them all hands-on STEM.
Just sounds freaking fun.
It is.
Kids have to have a blast doing that. What are some of the things that they get hands-on to do?
One of the very first things that they get to do on day one is Egbert, what we call Egbert. And it's a real egg, and they have to go through the engineering design process and purchase wadding or cotton balls or whatever to attach this egg to a seat. We put them in the rocket, and we run them across to fishing line across the room, and he crashes on the moon. Did he crack up or not? If he cracks up, they have to go back to the drawing board. Fun.
Oh,
teamwork.
Man. So we're talking some robotics, some space engineering. I mean, they get a little bit of everything.
That is correct.
And the implementation of the science and the math, that is really something.
And Starbase has partnered with PTC, which is Parametric Technology Corporation in Boston. It is a worldwide corporation, and they have allowed us to have all of our CAD programming for free. And CAD is computer-aided design, and that's what draftsmen, engineers, architects use to build things.
Wow. So you have 10-year-old kids in there working on this stuff, which has got to be amazingly exciting. But you're talking about the kids are even putting together rockets. And normally when you mix explosives with 10-year-olds, it's not a good thing. But this is.
This is nothing about explosives. It's all about Bernoulli's, Newton's three laws, and thrust. That's what they're learning about.
And really, it helps these children, you know, even though you're a fifth grader, look at a path, maybe a career path, you know, for their future.
This is not a recruiting tool for the military. This is a recruiting tool for a STEM career. We want to spark them so that they go into something that is STEM.
You know, anything to keep Vernon Brown's daughter off the street, I think, is a good program.
She went through
20 plus years of mediocrity.
It's great.